Illinois Nittany Lions, both teams 3-3 in Big Ten play. So for all the obvious reasons, an important matchup here for both clubs here this evening. Before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey here to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Latte Matcha Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with over half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. We are a half an hour away from the opening tip. The Badgers and the Nittany Lions will check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. 27 tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 33 tomorrow. Snow likely tomorrow night, 27, cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Pre-game show continues at the Kohl Center, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Joking a little bit, you got a new guy. Looks like he's going to be back with Tyler Wall here. Is this? Do you have to just kind of get a feel? You know, just how he is feeling during the course of the game. It's kind of baseball. You put a pitch count. I don't know how that quite works in this sport.
Yeah, whatever the relevant or the corresponding thing is for basketball, we'll have to monitor because he practiced very lightly on Sunday and a little bit more yesterday. But he feels he's ready to go. Obviously, I'll have to monitor it, and maybe the stints of length of time he's on the floor won't be as long, and just try to give some time to acclimate.
Of course, with Tyler, he'll just ease right back into it too, right? Just kind of halfway. That's really a bad joke because everything with him is 110 miles an hour.
Yeah, he won't tell me if he wants to come out or he never wants out unless he's really, really, really hurt. So, no, it's good to get him back just from a psychological standpoint, just the bounce in practice. And like I said, he's recovered pretty well. Medical team's done a good job with him. To get him back in this amount of time, given you know, how severe the sprain was. So we're happy to have him back, but you know, we're gonna need a lot of help around him tonight.
Yeah, speaking of which, Connor Asigi gave you 33 minutes and we got things going in the second. I was trying to do what he could. You mentioned that you get fine time to get him on the floor, and you're doing just that, right?
Yeah, he's gonna be on there from the opening tip. I'm gonna give him his start tonight. He's earned it. I think he's ready for it, and you know, it's just like I said, he's put himself in a position where he deserves a crack at this, and we're going to let it go tonight.
Yeah, we talked about him quite a bit. It just seems like Greg, even like from we're watching courtside or wherever, he has a poise about him that
is unlike most freshmen. We've seen freshmen here similar, but if things aren't going well, he doesn't seem like he lets us snowball.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He's just, I think everybody, myself included, maybe underestimated what he had under the hood in terms of the mentality and he's just a baller. You know, you look at him and he's a little unassuming. Yeah, he's got to get stronger. I joked with him the other day, he weighed 140 pounds. He said, no, coach, I'm 190. And I said, you don't look 190. But he just knows how to play. He just makes things happen that don't involve scoring, and yet he scores too. I mean, he drew four fouls the other day on cuts Saturday at Indiana. So just like I said, he's earned this opportunity, and we need to get him on the floor from the start.
I had to do a double take when I saw it. I mean, I knew he was getting some boards, but at the end, you're like, wow, 11.
Right? Yeah, he's just active. You know, he's a ball player, and he understands all parts of the game, knowing yet that he's got a lot to learn, and he's been very receptive of that. But yeah, when I looked at the stat sheet, 11 rebounds, it tells me how active and aggressive and hungry he is.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game with Penn State as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank. I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders, plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's the Badgers and Penn State tonight, and another thing that makes people turn their heads, we talked about Connor Sejan getting 11 rebounds the other day. 47% of Penn State shot attempts are threes, so, and it's not just like one guy, too. It's just, they really spread it around.
Yeah, it may be all but one guy. You know, it's just completely different, as I mentioned, Saturday after Indiana's game, and really the last three games we've played. This is a very unconventional Big Ten team on just how they play. Obviously smaller lineup than normal. They got a couple big guys that they float in and out, but by and large, You know, it's four guards around and really spread the floor, try to get your head spinning, making mistakes, creating indecision, and that all leads to open threes. And not that they won't play at the rim, because they will with Jalen Pickett, and what he does to create in the paint is, you know, his numbers are terrific. He's all Big Ten, All-American type year that he's having. And he 125 assists and 32 turnovers for the amount of times he plays and has the ball in his hand. So, like I said, they present a lot of challenges. I think we've had two good days of preparation here in applying how we guard a team like that, that has Princeton type, you know, tendencies to it. We have a base set of rules that we apply when we see that, or emphasize. I think they're always applied, but maybe emphasize is the better word, to be able to handle that, just so you minimize how much help and recovery takes place. And that's where you get yourself in trouble. If you're constantly playing behind the play, that's where they get you on driving kicks and some extra passes, and that's where the open threes result from.
We're mentioning, too, the return of Tyler Wall tonight. Just the experience alone, as you've talked about, matters. And really, in a game like this, no one has more experience than the team you're playing tonight.
No, oldest team in college basketball. 5 fifth-year seniors, 8 seniors overall. So, yeah, I don't even know who's second. There's not probably a close second. And so that's just, you know, we're seeing this with the COVID application of the extra rule or the extra year. We have the next two classes ourselves. We'll be able to go through it here. The guys will have to make decisions, but you're going to see this probably a little more common here for the next couple years as that COVID extra year gets expired.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come as our Fetch Reward pregame show continues. Look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time to check out the Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Really good game yesterday in the Big Ten. And then Illinois pulled away in the second game with an 18-point victory against Minnesota at the Barn. But Purdue and Michigan State, breaking news, Mike, Zach Edey's pretty good and almost impossible to stop. And Michigan State without Malik Hall out again just made that job much more difficult.
First of all, an update on Malik Hall. It sounds like it's not as serious as first feared. There was some thought he might be lost for the entire season. That's not maybe the case, so they will get him back. Secondly, how do you stop that game-winning play? The lob inside to Edey. He's like 3 feet from the rim. He scores to win the game with 2.5 seconds left. How do you stop it? Do you tackle him and put him on the line?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Somehow, some way, you got to get him as far away from the basket as possible. Good luck with that. 32 points, 17 rebounds in a game where Purdue only took 10 threes, making 4 of them. Nice percentage, but not exactly volume shooting from the three-point line.
I'm thinking that maybe Braden Smith's hit kind of a wall right now, which is completely understandable for a freshman guard. Conversely, Fletcher Lawyer continues to score big way for the Boilermakers. He had 17 yesterday. One thing about Edey, too, you know, he said 32 and 17. He drew 7 fouls while not picking up a foul.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
He didn't pick up a foul.
But he runs the floor so well, too, for someone 7'4". He's just an unstoppable force. This is, by the way, tonight's game, the only one of the Big Ten. Two games were scheduled for tomorrow, but only one will be played. Ohio State is at Nebraska. Buckeyes have lost 4 games in a row. The Northwestern game at Iowa postponed. Northwestern with a COVID problem. The Badgers are scheduled to play Northwestern in Evanston on Saturday, and fingers crossed that game will actually happen, but we'll find out more here, I would think, in the next couple of days. And that is our quick check around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll give you tonight's Nissan keys to the game, Wisconsin. taunts it in Penn State. Back in a couple. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Your local Bumper to Bumper Auto Parts stores is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of their transactions. When you shop at your neighborhood Bumper to Bumper, you are assured of quality parts and service and a huge selection of national name brand products every time you shop there. Find out more and try shopping online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. And thanks for shopping at your local Bumper to Bumper store, because service is the difference. We get it.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running if you're a business, or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time now for tonight's Nissan Keys to the Game. If you're just checking us out, you missed Greg Gard's comments a while ago. Connor Assijan will be in the starting lineup tonight. Tyler Wall returns to the starting lineup tonight. And I think in both cases, there's energy with both of those guys being back in there, or one being back in there, the other getting his first start.
Well, there's no doubt what Tyler Wall is going to bring to this team. It's that leadership to go along with his spirited play, his energy, as you mentioned, Matt, for Connor Assijan. He just gives you a better chance offensively to match up with some of the things Penn State's going to do to you. And I think he's probably ready, don't you? The Badgers were not getting enough out of Jordan Davis at one end of the floor, so they had to make a move. They had to shuffle things. Maybe it will benefit both Assijan and Davis coming off the bench.
Yeah, you look for it to benefit both. Jordan certainly has had a lot of significant moments for this team this season, and he certainly had a few last year as well. It's the defensive side, though, against a team like Penn State, as you know, Greg Gard talked about it, discipline is going to be key, because Penn State, what it does is a little different from most teams that you face.
And the one thing you have to do is attach yourself to the known shooters. And I can put about four or five on the floor at one time, but guys like Andrew Funk and Jalen Pickett, Seth Lundy, you have to be connected to them at all times.
And then Greg Gard simplifies it all, because the Badgers had just 45 points the other day, and they have struggled offensively. Is as we know. Bo Ryan, you say all the time, make shots, you know, relax, get the ball to drop, get yourself a little confidence going. Hopefully, the sooner the better.
I'm hoping, too, that getting home, playing here in the Kohl Center, will help their mindset as far as the free throw line. Over the last two games on the road, they're a combined 9 of 23 from the stripe.
Yeah, they're not getting, and the 23 is significant. They're not getting there very often, and when they are, that other number, not very good. Penn State, by the way, doesn't shoot many free throws either, which makes sense given the number of three-point shots that they take, but they only, on average, attempt 11 foul shots a game. Those are your Nissan keys to tonight's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This message is sponsored by WISCaregiver.com. Are you ready to start a meaningful career? Now you can get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training. WISCaregiver.com will connect you with employers all across Wisconsin. You choose the location where you'll earn while you learn to become a CNA and receive a $500 bonus. Get paid while you receive free certified nurse aide training through WISCaregiver.com. Get your free start in healthcare. Register today at WISCaregiver.com.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Your home for Wisconsin sports.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Well, we're teasing Brandon Harrison, one of the sports info guys here. There's a better term for that, but I've drawn a blank. The assistant director of brand communications, Brandon Harrison, finally had a positive tweet about Tyler Wall. He's back. He's active. And he is in the starting lineup tonight. Everybody good to go here for the Wisconsin Badgers. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Penn State, Micah Shrewsbury in his second year at the helm in State College, a record of 26-22. His starting five as five. Seth Lundy, 6'6", senior out of Paulsboro, New Jersey, at 14.5 points, 6.5 rebounds per game. Keba Jai, a 6'10 freshman from Centerville, Ohio, 4.2 points, 3.5 rebounds a game. In the backcourt, Andrew Funk, 6'5", senior from Warrington, Pennsylvania, transfer from Bucknell, averaging 12 points a game and shooting 42% from the three-point line. Cameron Winter, 6'2", senior from Hempstead, New York, a transfer from Drexel, averaging 9 points, 3 boards, 2 assists per game. And Jalen Pickett rounding out the starting five, 6'4 senior from Rochester, New York, in his second year in State College after 3 years at Siena. Pickett averaging 17.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and better than 7 assists per game. The only player going with those kind of numbers, 17, 7, and 7. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, the starting five made up of Tyler Wall back in there after missing the last three games, 6'9 senior at Lakeville, Minnesota. 13 points, 6.5 rebounds per game. Stephen Crowell, 7-foot junior from Eagan, Minnesota, 12.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, nearly 3 assists per game. In the backcourt, Max Klesmet, 6'3 junior from Nina, 7 points a contest. Connor Esegian getting his first start at this level, the 6'4 freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, 10.5 points, the top reserve scorer in the Big Ten, but Connor in the starting five tonight. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five. 6'2 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, 12.7 points, 3.5 rebounds, 3.3 assists per game. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip for the Badgers and Penn State, presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond. We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, and a foul.
Dabbley drops the hammer.
Drops the hammer.
Thank you and good night.
Goes left side.
Picked up ball. It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann and Brock Schofield back in our network studio. This is Matt LaFay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, the 25th anniversary of the opening of the Kohl Center. This year's version of the Wisconsin Badgers with a big one tonight. Three up and three down in Big Ten play. 11-5 overall, taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions, also a 3-3 team in conference play, 12-5 overall, and a really nice looking team that more and more people are talking about. Mike, people are talking about the Badgers with the return of Tyler Wall to the starting lineup, and Connor Esiejan getting his first starting assignment as a Badger.
This is a very important game, obviously, for Wisconsin. They've got to minimize this losing streak, and they've got to do it here on their home floor. They've got to get back to playing the type of basketball we saw earlier in the season out of this crew. And it's got to help to have your team leader, along with your leading scorer and second leading rebounder, back. And I think it's also going to help both Connor Esiejan and Jordan Davis to switch roles. I mean, shaking up the lineup was appropriate at this time.
Yeah, Jordan, we know, had been struggling. We also know that at his best, he is a very integral part of what this team is trying to do. So you'll see him in the game. You're just not going to see him starting. And he'll, you know, Connor Esiejan played 33 minutes the other day against Indiana. And Greg Gard mentioned that, well, maybe early he was pressing, playing back in the home state. But as the game progressed, he found a rhythm. And the 11 rebounds, 9 on the defensive end, is something not to be ignored.
Well, he does so many things other than just score. before, and you and Greg talked about it, just his cutting ability, his constant motion. He's going to get better defensively, and the best way to improve at that end of the floor is to play. See it up close and personal. Go out there and do it. He's going to get burned on some straight line drives, and he'll be out of position. Well, it's understandable. He's a freshman. The best way to learn is by trial by error.
I mentioned this is the 25th anniversary to the day of the opening of the Kohl Center. The honorary captain, though, didn't get a chance to play in this building, but man, he could score at the Fieldhouse. Rick Olson, I will forever wonder what those numbers, which were really good to begin with, what it would have been like if he would have had a career's worth of the three-point line in college.
So I sat down with Rick before the game, and I pointed to the three-point line, and he figuratively started drooling. He said, look, the game is so much different than when I played. The amount of contact that was allowed back then does not exist anymore. Plus the three-point arc. He had one Big Ten season of three-point lines, okay? One season, partial season. He felt like it would add at least 100 points each year to his scoring total. If that was the case, he would have come very close to leaving here as the all-time leading scorer.
UW Athletic Hall of Famer and just terrific all-around guy. Good to see Rick honored here today. 25th anniversary of the opening of this building. Mike, you wrote about it. Some of the memorable games, probably hard to narrow it down to a handful, but then again, there are some obvious ones. And even those early years, the 2000 win against Bob Knight's Indiana Hoosiers, which was a critical win for the Badgers in that time. They went on to the Final Four, then obviously the Big Ten titles that were won in this building as well.
About an hour discussion on and just the moments that stand out over the last 25 years. I'm still fighting a little bit the debate and or discussion about what should be number one. Should it be that win over Illinois where Devin Harris hit the free throw, or should it be the win over Purdue most recently where Chucky Hepburn banked that three-pointer? Both resulted in Big Ten titles, and in both cases, the crowd was alive.
Tells you how much we have been, how lucky we have been to witness all of this in the first 25 years of this building, and we look forward to what is ahead for Greg Gard's team this season. Micah Shrewsbury in his second year, turning this Penn State program into a legitimate threat here in the conference. Your officials are Brian Dorsey, Michael Irving, and Eric Curry. The Badgers in the By the Players alternative uniform here tonight. It's in partnership with Under Armour. The Badgers in the black uniforms, the cardinal and gold trim. And Penn State will have the gray unis and the blue trim here tonight.
Micah Shrewsbury has been really influenced by some terrific coaches. At Butler was Brad Stevens, at Purdue, Matt Painter. He's kind of taken on their body language during the course of a game, too. He doesn't get overly emotional or excited on the sidelines, but he always seems like he's in control, doesn't he?
He does, and he's got a team that when it's in rhythm, look out. And it's the splits are pretty obvious. When Penn State wins, it shoots 43% from distance. When it loses, it's 33% from the arc. Kebba Jai, Stephen Crow jumping center, toss and tap to the Badgers, and Wisconsin moves to our left. We are underway here at the Kohl Center, and Penn State man-to-man defensively. Stephen Crow throws to Tyler Wall, flips to Hepburn. He's against Cameron Winter between the circles. A throw to Asijan. He'll flip the Wall against Seth Lundy in the right wing. Bounce pass to Hepburn, posting on Winter. Mid-post right in the lane. Fades, flips, and it will dance in for Chucky Hepburn. 2-0 Wisconsin in the opening minute. Penn State on offense moving to our right. And Jalen Pickett, one of the outstanding players, not just in this league, but in any league in college basketball, gets it started. Winter being hounded by Klesmet between the circles. He'll throw to Seth Lundy, right of the wheel. Lundy, a big-time three-point threat. 60% of his shots are from beyond the arc. Now it's Winter again against Tyler Wall. Winter left of the lane, 7 to shoot. Turns it back out to Pickett. He's with Hepburn, 4 to shoot. Pickett darts it out to Winter. Left corner, 3 on the way is good for Cameron Winter, a 37% shooter from the arc. Penn State, I mentioned how many threes they shoot, and they're also the best in the league at making them, better than 39% overall, second best in Big Ten games alone at 42%. 3-2 Penn State. Crow right of the circle, hands off to Hepburn. Chucky gets it into Crow, knocked away. Crow got it back, left shoulder turn, up and in with the right hand. Stephen Crow had a quiet game against Indiana, 5.6 rebounds. See if he can't turn it loose here tonight.
That was a good recovery in the paint on the ball, and then a quick spin to score.
Pickett against Klesmet. Now Winter against Hepburn, outside left. Winter Picked up the dribble as Hepburn closes. A throw to Seth Lundy. Operates against Wall. Off the bounce, right elbow. Jumper is good for Seth Lundy. And Penn State grabs the lead 5-4. We're a minute 45 into the game. Penn State looked really impressive in a win last Wednesday on the home floor against Indiana. This is the first game since. Hepburn at the top, and he gets fouled at the top of the circle by Cameron Winter, and there's the game's first foul.
The maturity of this Penn State team is incredible, isn't it? When you think they've got five different players who've already scored 1,000 career points.
It is the most experienced team in college basketball. And they play that way, and even though they've got a lot of transfers here, but they've made it work. Here's Hepburn with the ball left of the lane, drives on Lundy, stops left block, needs help, finds Klesmet, flips to Assijan. He is with Andrew Funk. 10 on the shot clock. Connor with a little crossover to the free throw line, leaves it for Klesmet, goes inside to Crowell, left of the lane, backing his Crowell, out to Chucky, flips a three left of the circle, and is no good, an air ball and a shot clock violation. Penn State with the stop.
Lundy might have blocked his vision a little bit, closeout, but Lundy has size and length. He's listed at 6'6", 220.
2:15 gone by. 5-4 Penn State as Jalen Pickett brings it up the floor and starts the offense. Andrew Funk, three quarters of his shots are deep ones. Here's Pickett off the left wing. Now backing in on Klesmet. Backing is Pickett. Throws it back out to Lundy, high on the right. Pickett can play a little bully ball, but the Badgers hanging with them in that first penetration into the lane. Kebajai top of the circle. Hands off to Pickett with eight to shoot. Pickett left lane line. Backs on Klesmet. Turns it out to Winter. Fakes the three. Side steps. Now a three in the air right of the circle. Off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Crowell. Outlet the Wall. And here comes Tyler up the floor for Wisconsin. Wall off the right wing. Goes to the goal. One pump up in traffic. Missed it, but a foul. And Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line for a pair.
That was an encouraging move by Tyler Wall, just to take the ball all the way to the rack. I mean, that's what we saw out of him when he was healthy. And I think it's just a matter of time where he gets back in sync, gets into the rhythm of this game.
Seth Lundy with his first foul. The Badgers in Big Ten play are the worst free throw shooting team in the conference. 58% in Big Ten games. First free throw is straight through for Tyler Wall.
I keep telling myself, and maybe it's a homer bias, that they're much better than what they've shown. Would you agree?
That's not a homer bias. I think it's true. I mean, we saw it early in the season, but they've really fallen off in recent games. Second free throw is off the rim, no good, and the rebound to Jalen Pickett. Now, it's been a little head-scratching with this team in recent games. 5-5 to score with 3 minutes in. Kebajai at the right elbow against Stephen Crow. And the freshman will flip to Cameron Winter, high on the left, off the Jai screen. Recovering is Hepburn. Winter in the lane, low on the left, got Chucky up, and the shot is missed. But Hepburn is called for the foul. That'll be the first on Hepburn.
Winter's really strong and sturdy, isn't he? 6'2", 200
yes.
pounds.
And almost probably, automatic at the foul line.
He's probably one of the more unsung starters.
Yes.
I mean, you hear about Lundy, about Funk, about Pickett. Not much has been said about Winter.
Yeah, he was a big-time scorer at Drexel as he misses the first free throw. That's only his third miss of the year at the line, 23-26. Carter Gilmore and Isaac Lindsay will come in. Hepburn and Wall will sit down. Here's Greg. Kind of using the baseball equivalent as best you can in basketball with a pitch count for Tyler Wall. Got to work his way back in there. He's practiced the last couple of days. Second free throw for Winter is good. At Drexel, Winter averaged better than 15 points a game. Three-time all-conference performer there. 6-5 Penn State, 3:15 gone by. Gilmore hands off to Assijan, throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell, one dribble, hands off to Isaac Lindsay. Lindsay off the Crowell screen, right side. Pulls, pops 10 feet away. Off the rim, no good. Jalen Pickett the rebound. He'll turn and go. Sprints up the middle of the front court. On the dribble is Pickett. Now looking to back down Max Klesmet. Mid post right. Klesmet goes down. Nothing called. Shot up and good. And they do not call the flop. Pickett gets the bucket. And Penn State leads 8-5. 3:45 gone by at the Kohl Center. Klesmet between the circles. Pickett defending. Bounce pass to Crowell. Right of the lane. Andrew Funk is the one shadowing Connor Assijan, by the way, as Crowell backing in the paint, turns up left hand, good. Stephen Crowell with four early ones for Wisconsin, 8-7 Penn State, 4 minutes gone by.
Crowell taking advantage of his size and experience against Jai.
Jalen Pickett, left sideline of the front court against Klesman. Now Asijan gets him on a switch. A screen from Jai. And it'll screen and roll. Jai catches and he missed the dunk. And the rebound is Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin. Badgers catch a break. Here's Klesman on the right wing. And a bounce pass for Gilmore. He got fouled by Lundy. And that's the second already on Seth Lundy as we hit our first media timeout of the night. I'd like to take a moment to recognize tonight's game sponsor, Medea Midwest, and their proud support of Wisconsin Badger basketball. Medea Midwest, your local ductless solutions provider. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:36 left of the first half. Penn State 8, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Add style to your bathroom with a Kohler Elate sliding shower door at Menards. The frameless design emphasizes its tempered glass to create a sleek, minimalist look. The Kohler Elate sliding shower door is available in different finish features, clean coat technology, which creates a barrier between the water and the glass to help keep the door looking like new. Save big money on Kohler shower doors now at Menards. Savings good through January 22nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. 15:36 left first half. 8-7 Penn State. Inbounds pass. Jordan Davis off the bench, hoisting up an air ball from the right wing. It was deflected out of bounds. It will belong. Looks like to Wisconsin here. I didn't think that caught any iron, but went out of bounds, and the shot clock pops to 20. So 8-7 Penn State. There's the inbounds pass to Connor Asijan. Baseline left. Now it's Crowell. Hands off to Connor. He'll try a three. Left side. Off the rim short. Kebajai the rebound. 4.5 minutes gone by. 8-7 Penn State. Up the floor, Miles Dredd. And almost every shot he takes is a three. Keep that in mind. Here's Jalen Pickett out front against Jordan Davis. Throwing to Andrew Funk. He's with the siege in the left sideline. Loops it into Pickett. Davis draws the assignment on Jalen Pickett. Jai the screen. Jordan works over it. Pickett now in the lane. Kick out pass. Kanye Clary off the right wing. Darts it out to Pickett. Wide open three left wing. Off the rim, no good. Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. 5 minutes in. 8-7 Penn State. And Jordan Davis up the floor. He'll throw it to Isaac Lindsay at the center circle. Off the Crowell screen. Lindsay left of the lane. Turns it out to Carter Gilmore. Top of the circle. Feeds Davis on the right side. Bounce pass to Crowell. Right of the paint. Crowell with Jai defending. A little dig from Pickett. Backing his Crowell. Turns it out to Jordan. He'll try another three left of the circle. And it's off the back rim. No good. Gilmore the offensive rebound. Another opportunity. Constant. Lindsay out front. Kanye Cleary, freshman out of Virginia Beach, defending. Is picking up the dribble is Lindsay. Feeds Crowell left of the circle. Hands off to Lindsay. He'll try a three. Left side. Rattles out. No good. Jalen Pickett the rebound for Penn State. 14-15 left in the half. 8-7 Penn State. Pickett against Lindsay. Turns baseline. Goes up. Blocked by Lindsay, but got some arm as well. And Isaac is called for his first foul.
when you mentioned bully ball in connection with Pickett. It's an apt description, isn't it? He is so powerful.
He is.
And controlled in all of his movements, which explains his high assist total and how tough he is to guard.
He had three straight games recently where he scored 26 points against Iowa, Michigan, and Purdue. Had a 12.8 assist outing against Indiana last week as he hits the first free throw. Penn State is the best free throw shooting team in the conference at 78%. Badgers going to their bench. They're five on the floor. You got Wall back in there. Klesmet, Gilmore, Asijin, and Hepburn. Evan Mahaffey, a freshman out of Cincinnati, Ohio, 6'6". In the lineup now for the Nittany Lions. It's their smaller group. He is as big as it gets. It's 6'6". Second free throw for Pickett. Rattles out, no good. Gilmore the rebound. 9-7 Penn State. 14:05 left in the first half. Tyler Wall throwing to his Asijin. He'll give it up to Gilmore out front. Hands off to Max Klesmet. He'll pop it to his Asijin high on the left. Feeding Wall, left wing, Funk defending. Wall starts to back. Wall backing, left lane line, now in the paint. Kick out Klesmet, tries a three right of the circle, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound battled for, and Clary comes up with it for Penn State. Outlet to Pickett, glides up the left sideline of the front court against Chucky Hepburn. Pickett throws it out to Andrew Funk. Funk puts it on the deck, left lane line, runs it up left hand, no good. Klesmet the rebound for Wisconsin. 13:30 left in the half, 9-7 Penn State. Klesmet up the floor for the Badgers, throws to Wall, top of the circle. He'll send it to Hepburn, high on the right as Pickett defends. Chucky wants a little clear out here, and now loops it into Wall, right of the lane against Miles Dredd. Wall, mid-post right. Wall backing and backing. Turns up left hand. That is blocked by Mahaffey. It comes down to Clary. Up the floor is Kanye Clary for Penn State. Stops left of the circle against Max Klesmet. Whips it into Pickett, low on the left. One pump, goes up, no good. That was altered by Gilmore. Good D from Carter Gilmore, and Wall gets the rebound. Here's Hepburn up the left sideline for Wisconsin. Off the Gilmore screen, throwing to Max. He'll try a three right side, and it's good. It rattles in for Max Klesmet, and it's 10-9 Wisconsin, 12:45 left in the first half.
That's good ball movement. He set up Klesmet before the defense was set itself.
First three-point hit for Wisconsin. Pickett behind the back on the dribble. Gilmore picks him up as Pickett gets it to Funk, refeeds Pickett between the arcs. Gilmore in the defensive crouch. Pickett sizing him up with a scissors dribble. 10 on the shot clock. Pickett now backs in the lane, low on the left. One pump, two pumps, leans in, shot up and in. Use that body and just leaned into Gilmore. Badgers campaigning for a foul. They won't get it. It's 11-10 Penn State. 12-10 left of the first half. Wall throwing to Klesmet, high on the right. Loops around a Wall ball screen. Gets it to Chucky Hepburn, right side. Shakes to the baseline, right side. Goes off to Gilmore, now to Max. Tries a three, left of the circle, and that's wide right, no good. Rebound to Penn State's Evan Mahaffey. Takes it up the left side of the front court. Now off the left wing, and a reach-in foul. I think they're going to get Klesmet here. Ball was knocked away by Wall, but Klesmet called for the foul first, and that will be his first of the game. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:52 left of the first half. Penn State 11, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with six championships. Women's soccer, two-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning.
UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 11:52 left in the first half. Penn State 11, Wisconsin 10.
When Jalen Pickett was at Siena, he had a 46-point game against Quinnipiac. He scored all three levels, which makes him so difficult to defend. Coming into the ballgame, it made Semler's last eight shots from the three-point line. And we've already seen examples of his strength in backing down players in the paint and scoring over them or through them.
And it makes sense for someone averaging 17, 7, and 7 that he'd have a triple-double, and he does this season against Butler.
The old cliche, too, is if your best player is your hardest worker, you really've got something, and that's they've got in Jalen Pickett.
Isaac Lindsay back in there for Wisconsin. Klesman, Hepburn, Crowell, and Wall rounding out the five. Jalen Pickett, baseline left will inbound. And gets it into Evan Mahaffey on the left wing. Hands it back to Pickett, who was shadowed by Max Klesman. Pickett on the dribble around the Mahaffey screen. Backing in on Max, low on the left. Pushed it up, missed it, but a foul. They're going to get Max, and that's two now on Klesman. So Greg Gard likely will have to go to his bench, or will he? Maybe not. Let's see.
In truth, Pickett's just overpowered Klesman so far in some of these drives.
And we'll see Jordan Davis checking back in momentarily. First free throw for Pickett is on the way, and it's good.
You get the sense with Pickett, he's going to kind of feel out the defender early in the game and see what he can get away with, how physical he can be.
You know, it's kind of funny prepping for this game. I really didn't remember much from Pickett in last year's game because the game wasn't memorable. He taught, you know, the star power. Both he and Johnny Davis were, what, 2 for 13
for
the field in that game. Second free throw for Pickett. Too long, no good. Rebound, Connor Esegian. So Klesman on the bench and Jordan Davis back on the floor. Penn State leads 12-10 with 11:35 left in the first half. Here's Chucky Hepburn on the dribble. Left lane line pull up 12-footer is short. No good. Pickett the rebound for Penn State. Badgers just 4 of 13 to start the game. Pickett leaves it for Miles Dredd. Steps into a three right of the circle and it's off the rim. No good. Crowell the rebound. It's Miles Dredd who had a chance to win it late last year for Penn State. It looked online a three-point try that ended up bouncing off the rim. The Badgers survived a win by two. Inside feed, Crowell low on the left. He'll flip it in with the right hand. That's six for Crowell. And we're tied at 12 with 11:03 left in the first half. Chucky Hepburn feeding the big fella, Stephen Crowell. Here's Dredd against Esegian. Throwing to Mahaffey at the left elbow. He's with Crowell. And a small lineup out there for Penn State. Dredd, top of the circle. Dredd turns it back out to Seth Lundy, and his pass deflected by Wall, but it gets to Pickett. He's with Esegian. Pickett backs on Connor, throws it out to Lundy, feeds Dredd. Deep three, left side, good for Miles Dredd. 43% from the three-point line. Coming into the game is Dredd, and it's 15-12 Penn State. 10:30 left in the first half. Crowell out front for Wisconsin. Dredd defends. A throw to Esegian. He's with Cameron Winter. Inside feed. Wall catches. Left block. Tyler backs. Lost the handle. Trying to dig it out of there, and he does to Crowell. Good recovery by Wall. Here's Crowell up left hand off the left side iron. No good. And the rebound to Cameron Winter to Penn State. 10-10 left in the half. 15-12. The Nittany Lions lead the Badgers. Winter loops at the Pickett against Esegian. Here's a tough check for Connor. Pickett starts to back. Left of the lane. Pickett still backing. A dig from Hepburn, turning and scoring as Jalen Pickett is turned into the lane, and two more for Pickett. He has eight.
You can see that one coming too. He realized the freshman was trying to check him and he was going to take advantage of it.
17-12 Penn State. 9:45 left in the first half. Tyler Wall off the screen from Crowell, throwing to Davis on the right side. He sends it to Hepburn in the right corner. Chucky dribbles off the wing in the lane. One pump, pivots, knocked away, turnover Wisconsin. Winter with lead feed to Seth Lundy, and he walked with a ball. Rushing it, trying to go down the lane for the easy deuce, and a turnover for Penn State.
That's a rarity, isn't it, for the Nittany Lions?
They only average 8.5 turnovers per game, and their turnover percentage is best in the country. Funk in, Kebajai in, Mahaffey and Miles Dredd come out. 9.5 minutes left in the first half, 17-12 Penn State. Connor Esiejan throwing to Crowell right of the circle. Funk continues to shadow Esiejan, who has the ball right now. Shovels it into Crowell, right of the lane against Jai. Crowell directing traffic, starts to back. Mid-post right, Crowell backs. Goes up left hand, off the back rim, no good. Tipped up and in by Jordan Davis. Good work by Jordan inside. 17-14 Penn State with 9 minutes left in the first half.
And Pickett left Davis alone to try to double on Crowell and paid for it.
Jalen Pickett right of the circle. Pickett on the left-hand dribble, top of the arc. Esiejan again will pick him up. And Pickett looking to go to work. Left the lane. Illegal screen called on Kebajai. Trying to spring Jalen Pickett with that ball screen. And a turnover for Penn State. Badgers down three with 8:49 left in the first half.
Don't you wonder what that tip-in basket will do for Jordan Davis's confidence?
Yes, sir. Here's Hepburn out front for Wisconsin. Left-hand dribble. Left foul line extended. Feeds Esiejan for three. Up top, good. Connor Esiejan ties the game at 17 with 8:32 left in the first half. Connor smiling and applauding. They have made one. Here's Kebajai, top of the circle, throws to Funk. He'll take the three right side. Good. You've got to be on him on the catch, much like other teams have to be on Esiejan on the catch. 20-17 Penn State, 8:15 left in the first half.
Case of gamesmanship there.
Yes, sir. Wall throwing to Stephen Crowell, right of the circle. Crowell against Jai. One dribble, a handoff to Chucky. He'll try a three right side. Good. Hepburn for three, tied at 28 minutes left in the first half.
Wide open look for Hepburn, a little defensive breakdown.
With the ball is Andrew Funk. Left elbow throwing to Seth Lundy against Wall. Lundy puts it on the deck. Pull up baseline right jumper. Off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Gets it to Hepburn. Chucky runs up the right sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky off the right wing. Pounds the dribble. Throws to Crowell out front. Crowell goes inside the Wall. Backing is Tyler. Lost his balance. Flipped it up. No good. And he got fouled trying to get his own rebound. And Kebajai falling over Tyler Wall. As the foul will be assessed to Jai, that will be his second, and we have a break in the action at the Kohl Center. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fans, sweepstakes, and more. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:34 left of the first half, Penn State 20, Wisconsin 20. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Lows around 27. Tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow. Snow likely. Tomorrow night, 27. Cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi. 7:34 left in the first half. Badgers of Penn State tied at 20. Another guy picking up that second foul. He's on the bench. Inbounds pass goes to Carter Gilmore. Feeds Jordan Davis into the lane. Steven Crowell. Right lane line is Crowell against Miles Dredd. A dig from Pickett. Turning up left hand. Good is Steven Crowell, who has 8 here in this first half. And the Badgers lead 22-20.
It was a major mismatch physically. Crowell against the 6'4 Dredd.
I'm talking about this could be a game where Crowell could get something done here against a smaller Penn State lineup. Pickett finds Andrew Funk, left corner, feeds Dredd, 3 in the air, left corner, off the rim, no good, as Siege in the rebound. He had 11 boards on Saturday, did Connor, 9 on the defensive end. Chucky Hepburn at the top of the arc for Wisconsin, turns the left side to Gilmore, leads it for a Siege in left wing, inside feed, Crowell catches against Cameron Winter, backing his Crowell, and he got fouled by Winter. Again, he's given up a lot there. Winter's 6'2", so trying to muscle up a little bit, but got too aggressive, and that's 2 on Winter.
I like the idea what Wisconsin's doing right now offensively, recognizing the mismatch with Crowell, getting the touches.
Team foul number 6 on Penn State, Evan Mahaffey in.